from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, we've tracked him down. We've awakened him.
Got him.
Neil Walker with us on the program. Neil, it's all good, man. No worries. How you doing?
Fellas, I don't even know what time zone we're in here, but you got me, and I take full responsibility.
No surprise that you did not want to join on the video feed. I'm imagining you have yet to brush your teeth this morning, Neil.
No, yeah, we'll skip that for another day. Let's just leave it at that.
All right, Neil. So the Penguins at the deadline, they traded Jake Guentzel, and then they got absolutely demolished by the Washington Capitals, and they did not play so hot for a little stretch there. And I'm wondering, if the Pirates don't make a move, could you see this clubhouse crater a little bit? Like, do they need a move to be made by virtue of the way they've played so far?
Well, that's a good point. I do think that at this point, just kind of the way the roster is constructed and by way of guys performing or underperforming in certain aspects, if there wasn't to be, and maybe not so much even a significant move, but if there wasn't any move whatsoever, I think that it could have a little bit of a deflating factor in the clubhouse. I've been on teams. 2019, I was with the Marlins, and we weren't having a great season, but we had a lot of guys taken from us, or our best players really taken from us at midseason, and that was deflating, and it wasn't for a long period of time, but it certainly was a situation where, a week or two after that, it took a while for guys to kind of be like, we still have a job to do. We still have to go out there and perform and try to win games regardless of the situation.
Neil, do players have any say-so in potential trade destinations? Like, would Jazz Chisholm be called into the office in Miami and be told, hey, we're going to trade you. Would you rather go to Pittsburgh or would you rather go to New York? Do players have any say-so in that?
Yes, that's very unlikely. I haven't heard outside of contractual situations where it's laden in your contract. I haven't heard any situations, at least personally, but is it possible that could happen? Yeah. But
oh, no. Oh,
no. He dropped.
No.
Oh, no. Unbelievable.
Wait, here he is. He called right back. He called right back on the line.
Oh, Neil, we're just having one today, buddy, aren't we?
What a day. What a day. But no, to answer your question, I haven't personally heard of anybody saying I was given the option to go here or there. So, in Jazz Chisholm's situation, I know we heard that the Pirates were a close second, and we don't know exactly what that means as far as what prospects and what return were potentially involved. But, you know, at the end of the day, the GM is going to do what he thinks is best for the team. And we got, you know, we got a whatever you call it, about 30 plus 35 hours now to hopefully get something done. And, you hope it comes in the form of something fairly significant and in the form of an offensive threat.
Neil Walker joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Neil, is this team as presently constructed, assuming health, like with Nick Gonzalez? Well, I guess not assuming health. Nick Gonzalez not coming back for a few weeks here, placed on IL yesterday. Is this team as presently constructed good enough to make the postseason?
Oh, man. I mean, I think this is a very resilient group that's put together right now. I think from a pitching standpoint, I think across the board, the pitching is definitely playoff caliber. I think, you think about, you look at the Arizona Diamondbacks when we were out there, a team that was struggling a little bit in the first half of the year, and they were three games over 500 going into that series. And you just look at the offensive construction, what the lineup looks like against righties, what the lineup looks against lefties, and obviously, like you say, health is a big part of that too. You know, you pull away a rowdy for that series who's been playing very well of late, and Nick Gonzalez, that's going to make any lineup look a lot different. But you think about kind of the lineup that was out there yesterday, and it's if you don't get a Mitch Keller outing, two runs in seven innings, it's going to be tough to win those games. So I think from a pitching standpoint, I do think this is a playoff caliber team, but from the offensive standpoint, it's just, in my opinion, it's just not deep enough. It's not long enough to compete in the postseason right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Neil, how difficult was it for Triolo to be moved to right field? Like, how difficult would it have been for you if you were asked to move to right field after really never playing that position ever?
You know, I did have that happen to me in New York when I was with the Yankees. Aaron Judge got hurt, and Brett Gardner was banged up, and Aaron Hicks was hurt, and they basically said, "Hey, can you go out there and basically stand on the warning track, and if the ball goes over your head, it's a home run, and if it's not, just pick it up and throw it in." And I was like, "Yeah, sure, I'll give it a try." And you know, I had people in right field at home at Yankee Stadium being like yelling at me, asking me what the heck I'm doing in right field. So I can lament with how he probably felt by having to go out there. But at the same time, I think it was 2017 or 18 in college, he had been out there. So that is valuable. But I haven't seen him, take many, if any, balls in the outfield. We've seen him take some balls at first base during batting practice and things like that. But it's been a while since, obviously, he's played in a game in the outfield. So the play he made yesterday, whether it would have ended up being a game saver or not, that was a huge, huge part of that of that game yesterday. And then the key Brian Hayes two-out, two-run single ended up being, you know, huge in what I would consider as close to a must-win game in this season as there was to this point.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. I don't want to make too much out of one of 162, but if ever I was going to, it felt like yesterday was the game, Neil, when really every guy on the bench was utilized. Seemingly everybody made a play or had a hit or got hit on the elbow like Alika Williams to help push that thing into the win column. Can that push this team forward? Would it have been catastrophic for them to get swept in Arizona, in your mind?
I don't want to say catastrophic, and I hate to use even the word must win, but I do think that at least in my mind, I was thinking to myself, oh my gosh, if you don't win this game, you know, I'm thinking there in the fourth, fifth inning yesterday when we had scored a run and only had one hit, I'm thinking to myself, holy cow, you know, you lose this game and for some reason you even go into Houston and lose two or three. Or at least going into Tuesday, somehow you don't win Paul Skene's game today. That could potentially change what the organization is looking at least in the immediate future type of players that they're trying to get in into the roster. So that was huge. I mean, and like you said, everybody, practically every player on the team, at least on the offensive side, was used in that game. And there were a lot of ups and downs, but now the script has changed a little bit. You know, you win one of three there, and if you're able to win this game today, you know, Paul Skene's on the mound and able to somehow win one of two after that on Tuesday and Wednesday, then you're coming back home off a 500 road trip and feeling fairly good about yourself. But you do have a lot of big boy games coming up. You got the Padres twice. You got the Diamondbacks waiting for you at home. You got the Dodgers. You got the Guardians coming up. So there's some big boy baseball coming up for this Pirates club, and it's integral for them to start playing well. But these next 30-plus hours with the trade deadline looming will be very, very interesting.
Neil, we appreciate you shifting things around and joining us today, man. Now get some sleep.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys. Have a great week.
You Thanks, too. Neil. Neil Walker. Ball always seems to find you whenever you're placed at a position you're not used to playing.
Of course.
Like, Yasmani Grandal, I'll tell you, man, when he fielded the ball and ran it to first base and he gave that fist pump as he was stepping on first for the final out.
Yes.
Did you not think he was going to accidentally spike the ball into the dirt?
Something. Just like, I was worried. I know that. Every time, whenever Cabrian Hayes made that play down the line on third and threw it across the field, obviously, I was like, oh my gosh, because you can't see Grandal. You just see the ball, and the camera's panning to the ball, and I'm like, oh, wait, Grandal's on first? What if he just drops it or gets hit in the face?
I thought the same thing. It. Like, Key, you're a defensive stalwart. That's pretty much all you got going for you right now. Don't bounce the thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't make him work. And I thought Grandal made a couple of nice plays.
Yes, he did.
Charrington, you got Jared Triolo risking life and limb playing a position he hasn't played since Double-A, diving for a ball. You got Yasmani Grandal needing to jog. You owe it to these guys to make a deal.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.